You are listening to Omnitalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. In its largest acquisition to date, Home Depot has announced plans to acquire SRS Distribution, Inc., a residential specialty trade distribution company, for approximately $18.25 billion, including net debt. The transaction, which marks a significant commitment to Home Depot's professional business, is expected to be funded through cash on hand and debt financing. SRS Distribution, Inc., headquartered in McKinney, Texas, operates a network of over 760 branches across 47 states. With a fleet of 4,000 delivery trucks, job site delivery capabilities, and a dedicated sales force of over 2,500 people, SRS serves professional roofers, landscapers, and pool contractors across multiple verticals. Home Depot aims to leverage SRS's extensive reach and capabilities to accelerate its growth within the residential professional customer segment. Currently, pro customers account for approximately half of Home Depot's business. The acquisition is expected to enable Home Depot to better serve complex project purchase occasions, particularly within the renovator/remodeler segment. According to Ted Decker, CEO of Home Depot, SRS is recognized as an industry leader with a strong track record of profitable growth across various trade verticals. Decker emphasizes SRS's ability to establish leadership positions in each vertical and generate significant revenue growth, attributing it to the company's vision, leadership, culture, and execution. With the addition of SRS, Home Depot anticipates its total addressable market to expand to approximately $1 trillion, representing an increase of about $50 billion. The transaction is slated to close by the end of fiscal 2024, with Dan Tinker, president and CEO of SRS, and his senior leadership team continuing to lead the company. Headline 2 comes to us from an Amazon press release. Amazon One, the palm recognition service for entry, identification, and payment, has introduced a new app that simplifies the sign-up process for customers, making it convenient for users to enroll from anywhere. Previously, customers had to visit a physical location and hover their palm over an Amazon One device to sign up. With the new app, users can complete the sign-up process from their mobile devices. They can log into their Amazon account, take a photo of their palm, and add a payment method within the app. The Amazon One app ensures a smoother checkout process for first-time users, eliminating the need for additional sign-up time at checkout. This benefits both customers and retailers by reducing wait times and enhancing the overall in-store experience. Once signed up, customers can use Amazon One for various purposes, including payment, entry, age verification, and loyalty rewards. The service is available at over 500 Whole Foods Market stores, several Amazon stores, and more than 150 third-party locations such as stadiums, airports, fitness centers, and convenience stores. Amazon One leverages generative AI to create synthetic palm images for training machine learning models. The latest innovation involves matching a camera phone photo with near-infrared imagery from an Amazon One device, ensuring highly accurate identity verification while maintaining security. Palm images captured via the Amazon One app are encrypted and securely stored in the Amazon Web Services cloud. Additional layers of spoof detection are incorporated into the mobile app to safeguard customer privacy and data security. Headline 3 also comes to us from Reuters. Walgreens Boots Alliance faced a significant setback as it recorded a $5.8 billion impairment charge on its investment in clinic operator VillageMD. This move was part of a broader cost-cutting initiative aimed at closing unprofitable clinics and refocusing efforts on densely populated areas. However, slower than expected growth in patient numbers per doctor led to a downward revision of long-term forecasts for VillageMD, impacting Walgreens' investment. Under the leadership of new CEO Tim Wentworth, Walgreens is intensifying efforts to streamline operations and improve profitability amidst challenges from declining demand for COVID tests and shots post-pandemic. The company reported a substantial net loss for the quarter primarily due to the impairment charge and adjusted its profit forecast for the fiscal year. Despite the financial pressures and uncertain outlook, some investors remain optimistic about Walgreens' potential turnaround, citing its low valuation and attractive dividend yield. However, the road to recovery may be long, with projections for a possible turnaround not expected until 2026. Headline 4 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. Tim Hortons, a prominent coffee chain in Canada, has joined forces with the Too Good To Go app to address food waste concerns. Over half of Tim Hortons' nearly 4,000 stores across Canada are now utilizing the app, allowing customers to purchase surplus baked goods at a discounted price. Through the partnership, customers can use the Too Good To Go app to buy a selection of surplus assorted baked goods, valued at $15 or more, for just $4.99. These baked goods may include popular items like donuts, Timbits, bagels, cookies, muffins, and more. Founded in 2015, Too Good To Go boasts 90 million registered users and 215,000 active partners across 17 countries in Europe and North America. The platform aims to combat food waste and has saved over 311 million meals from being discarded. Tim Hortons said that it looks forward to further expanding its collaboration with Too Good To Go to additional restaurants in the near future.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.